Toshma, come in here. So it says, Dam Shenitmu Danda became Tomei. Hold on, Chovbo, Omralof on top. The Toshma, Dam Shenitmu Danda became Tomei. Vizoku, and the Kohen made his weakest Adam. Vishoyvig Hutsu, he made his weakest, Vishoyvig Hutsu. The Mazed Lehutsu. So for the Kashan of Shailo, Yachur Yisdi clearly, Bishaz Rika, it has to be Bishoyvig, and not the Mazed. So more answers in the Hofikom, and this is where Shailo will learn Shanis Braisa. Dam Shenitmu. Vizoku, Dam that became Tomei, and then the Kohen made his weakest with it. They Mishoyvig Mazed. Whether he made this week of Bishoyvig, or whether he made this week of Mazed, the law was like this. Nitma Bishoyvig Hutsu. If the Tumma first took place by mistake, Bishoyvig, then it's Hutsu. But the Mazed Le Hutsu. If it happened by Mazed and Echrami, then it'll be Le Hutsu. So if it's not a cash on, Rav Shema. Now the Mishnah says, Nitmu Shireho. Let's see if you made a Kmitza from a Mincha. Now the shira, the leftover part of it, became tamei. Whereas nisra for shira, whereas the leftover part of the mincha was burnt up. Whereas of the shira, the leftover, was lost. Okay. So, again, you made the kmitza, but you didn't burn it yet. And now the chura, there's no shirayim left over, b'shar you want to burn it. So are you allowed to burn the kmitza or not? So this is the machlokes. Kemidis Reb Lezik Shem, according to Reb Lezik Shita, the way he yells by Svachim, that even though there's no dam, there's no boss, still you're allowed to make his rikas a dam, here also, you're allowed to burn the kemitza, even though there's no shrine left over. Well, Kemidis Reb Yishua Psulim, according to Reb Yishua, he yells this possel, that he yells, in main bossa rain dam, in main dam main bossa, you can only make his rikas a dam if there's something left over to become muta. So here also, you could only burn the kemitza if you have shrine that will become muta. Omar Rav says, Vusha Nitmu Kol Shireh. We're talking about over here, the Machlokes, the Mishnah is, if all the leftover of the Mincha became Tomei, or got burnt, or got lost, then it's a Machlokes that according to Rabbi Yeshua's Psula, since there's nothing for the Kemitza to be Mata. Alva Miksa Shireh Oloi. But if at least the Kazayas worth of the Shirayim was left over, then Enachlani, according to Rabbi Yeshua, you could burn the Kemitza. So more says, Kosaka Dato, the Avamina was, Nitma in, Ovid Vesarif Lai, that he only meant to say, if what became Tomei, there's part of it left over. But if it was Ovid or Soref, even though part is left over, still does not help. So more says, if so, what's the Svara? What's the difference? My Kosaka, what do you hold? E Kosaka Shireho, Milsi. If you hold what was left over even a little bit, that's enough to make it to burn the Kemitza. So if you do over the Sarf Nami, even if most of it was lost, or most of it was burnt, but as long as part of Lisa Kazai's is left over, it should be kosher. And he can salvage you, Rav, and you'll see that no, it's not enough just to have a little bit left over. You have to have the Hoshirayim left over. So that's why you can't burn the Kemitza, because you're missing part of the Shirayim. If so, the Gemara asks, Venitma my time, then if so, Venitma, why do you say if part of it became Tomei, that you hear you could burn the Kemitza? Who you have to tell me? The Maratza Tzitz, because the Pshat is that Tzitz is Maratza. That since you have all the Shrine here, just part of it became Tomei, well that the Tzitz is Maratza. So Mara says, okay, that's the Svara, Kol Shireh Nami, then even if all the Shrine became Tomei, still, since Lamaisa it's here, it's only Tomei, on Tumah we said that Tzitz is Maratza, so it should be considered like the Shrine is still here, so it should be able to make burn the Kemitza, even if all the Shrine became Tomei. So Mara says, no. The other really I tell you, Kisava, we hold the Shura Milsi, that if a little bit is left over, it's considered something. Venitma, not that Rav says, when part became Tomei, as long as some is left over, something is left over, still kosher, I tell you really, he meant to say, V'u'adin li'ovid, the same law applies to Ovid if it got lost. V'sarif, as long as part is left over, Avad is still the Mitzvah's kosher, you could burn the Kemitza. I bought the 20 Nitma, one at Rav say Nitma, Reishai Hilnuk, he only took the first of the three cases. There's Lav Davka, Nitma, the same sword would apply by Ovad and by Nisifu. Kidetoni, Rabbi Yeshua learned. Kidetoni, Rabbi Yeshua ina, Kol Azvachim Shabbatayro, Shenishtayro Miyam Kezayis Bosor Kezayis Chelev, Zorik Yesadam. Then you have a right to make this week as Adam. That's Rabbi Yeshua's Svara. that the Zerika has to be matter something, as long as there's at least a kezayis of basar or a kezayis of chena left over, then you can make a Zerika. What's going to be kechatzi zayis basar, kechatzi zayis chelev? Ein Zerika does no. You can't be mitfaf, tachilus sotim, tachilus mizbeach. Ein Zerika sadam. Uboila, but by korban oil that everything is burnt, I can't be mizbeach, then you could be mitzvah to two. Afilu kachati zayis bosa, kachati zayis chelev, zorek et adam, bevnei shakula kol, the whole thing is burnt. Uve mincha, what's going to be mincha, afilu kula kayemes, lo yizlak mincha. That even though the whole mincha is around, still you can not make this rika sadam by korban. So Gemara is the question, mincha ma'a virta, who's talking about a mincha? You're talking about zrika sadam by korban. And you can only make the zrika if there's something left over. So Gemara says, Amara popo, minchas nesochim, salka taitach. We're talking about now the mincha of nesochim is the mincha that comes because of the korban. So if so, even though all the meat is lost, or all the meat is tummy, salka taitach, we're not going to throw it to say. Since the zevach, this comes part of the goof of the korban. It comes part of the goof of the korban. The mincha is considered to come part of the korban. It's mamas like the korban itself. And even though there's no basa left over, the mincha to be left over is enough. That's the kamashvila know that a mincha being left over is not enough. You can only make a zrika zadam if some basa, some chemo is left over. Now the Gemara says, how do we know this Yisoid Bechlal? Like Rashi says, how do we know to say that even though no boss at all is left over, as long as you have chelev and achilas mizbeach, it's also enough to make a zrika sadam, even according to Rabbi Yeshua? So when it says, I'm Rabbi Yechna, Mishum Rabbi Yishmael, Nimr Rabbi Yishmael, Ulmotobo Mishum Rabbi Yeshua ben Chanina, the Ram Makor the Pasuk says, Vehikter ha-chelev l'reich nichoyach la-Hashem. It means to burn the chelev for reich nichoyach to give nachas ruach to Hashem. And the chelev is the emurim. So it's mash mechelev v'yachopi shein baso. Even though there's no meat of the korban left over, it became tummy, it got lost, or whatever it is, as long as there's chelev, still you can make a zrika sadam. Now the Gemara says, v'yashkechon chelev. Maybe even if you have the fact, that part of the emurim left over. Yoyseros ashtay klois. We know, how do you know you have yoyseros? Or the shtekhloyis, the kidneys, or the lobe on top of the, how do you know that also is enough to burn, to give it a shen to make a zrika sadam? Tiktoni says like this. Uve mincha afilu kula kayemes lo yizrok. That if you have a korban, and you only have the mincha left over, so if that's the only thing left over, no bosa, no imurim at all left over, then you cannot make a zrika sadam. Tzadik is, Minchu de la Yizrak. So again, Tzadik is Minchu de la Yizrak. Or your Seros Ashtek Loyus Yizrak. For as long as you have anything left over from the korban itself, even though it's only the kidneys and the Seros, the lobe on top of that, still it's okay, you can make a Zrika Sadam. Minon, how do we know this from? Is Rabbi Yechon of the day Oma Lareach Nichoyach. Which we dash in Kol Shat to Mara Lareach Nichoyach. Anything that's burnt on top of the Mizbeach, even though it's only the cloyus, that's also enough. Rashi says, V'ichter, V'ichter, Chibel, V'reach, Nichoyach. That's enough to say, you can make a Zrika Sadam. And the more said now, V'yitzvach l'michtav chelev, V'yitzvach l'michtav v'reach Nichoyach. When you talk about psukim, that it's enough to burn the chelev, that it's enough to burn anything that gives an achas ruach to Hashem. And the cost of chelev, what's the word just written? Chelev, have I would have thought to say, chelev in yeseros shtek lois lei. It's not enough if you only have the kidneys left over. Maybe you have to have dafka the fat. Because of Rachamon HaReach Nichoyach, anything that's burnt. Because of Rachamon HaReach Nichoyach, I would have thought to say, Afilu Mincha. Even the Mincha of the Korban, it's also called HaReach Nichoyach. It's because of Rachamon HaChemot, that's why I need the word Chemot to say no. It has to at least be something from the goof of the Korban. Anything. But a Mincha, it's not the goof of the Korban, that's no good. Now the Mishnah says, what's going to be Shaloi B'Kli Sharas Posel? Let's say you made a kemitza, and you did not put the kemitza in the kli sharas, you're not mekadosh in the kli sharas, so it's possible. For Rabbi Shimon Mashav, Shimon says, no, still it's kosher. You can make a kemitza without putting it into a kli sharas. Hikta koimtza pamayim kshera. If you burnt the kemitza of your mincha twice, meaning half at one time, half at another time, still it's kshera, because since the kemitza has more than two kezaisim to it, each time you burnt the kazayis worth, that's called the Maisa Haktara. Now the Gemara says, Omer Rav Yehuda bread Rav Chia. My time with Rav Shim, what's the reason of Rav Shim that he says, even though you are not Mekadish the Kmitz, you don't put into a cliche or still as kosher? Or Makro, the Pasuk says, by Mincha Kodesh Kadoshim, make a Chatas of Choshim. That a mincha has a lochon like a korban chattis and like a korban oshim. What does it mean to say? Boliyav de biyad kechattis. If you want to do it with your hands, you can do it like a korban chattis. That the zrikas of a chattis done betzpa. Or you do biyamin, but then you have to use your right hand. Kechattis like a korban chattis. The kli, if the kohen wants to put the kmitzah into a kli, is loyav de besmol, then he could even carry the kli with his left hand and put him with his left hand. If he uses a kli kosh, not like a korban oshim. A korban oshim does not need a matan etzpa for the zriki. You make a zriki with the kli, so you can even have it in the left hand also. So that's pshat from Rabbi Shimon that a mincha could be like a chattis, could be kosher biyad, even though it's not put into a kli sharis. For Rabbi Yani says no. Kivet shekomso mi kli sharis. As long as you made the kmitza from a kli sharis, maleo umaktiru afilu bemanayu, afilu bemekido shacherish. You can now put the kmitz into your Rashi's avnet, into your gartol, or else even into a kli cheres. In other words, as long as it was taken from a kli cheres, it's enough. You do not have to have a kiddush. We have Nachman Mayitzchak Gomer, Akoma, and everybody agrees, Akomaidim, the kmitz shetoyin kiddush, that a kmitzah does need kiddush. You have to put the kmitz in the kli cheres. Maybe we have a question. It says, Hikta chalovim ve'vorim ve'yetzim, she helen, Bain beyond, bain bekli, bain bimin, bain the smoke, sharon. That if you burnt the chalovim with the avorim, the itzim, with your hands, with a kli, it's kosher. Hakoimitz, the akhtaris, falavoyne, shalom, bain beyond, bain bekli, bain bimin, bain the smoke, sharon. It's just to review the bread of Chia, and you see, they don't have to have a kiddush bekli shorts. It's enough just the yad. Omelach of you, the bread of Chia, let's start him, let's start him. The yad, the yamin. The kli, baby min, baby small. If you want to use your hands, your dafkaf, use your min. If you want to use a kli, you could even use the smell. Alright, we'll stop here. We have a holding daf chof of Omer Aleph on the bottom. Again, the last Gemara we had was machlekes that the Mishnah said Rabbi Shimon was machshir. Rabbi Shimon is machshir the kmitza if he did not put it in the kli sharis. Shalai b'kli shoris posel Reb Shimon machshir. That was the Mishnah. So Nista Gemara said that the first shot in Reb Shimon was that the posel says kodesh kadoshimi kechata sukoshim, that a minchas like a chatas like an oshim, means if you want to use your hands, you have to use your right hand. You do not have to put it into a kli. You could only use biyad. If you want to use a kli, you have to use a kli shoris. Even you can use your left hand. Reb Yani said no, that kivit should come, so as long as you took it out from a kli shoris, you let it burn it. You don't need your right hand anymore. And Rav Nachman Bayitzel was the one that said that Hakil Mud, everybody agrees, the Kaimitz Shetoyin Kiddush. He argued, no, Rav Nachman Bayitzel said everybody agrees that the Kmitz itself you have to put into a Klisharas first. And the Machlekes is, after you put it into the Klisharas, if you take it out and now with your hands put it on the Mizbeach, is that good? So this on Rav Nachman, we asked the question that it said, Ha Hector Chalovim V'Yevorim V'Yetzim Shehelon. Bein biyad, bein bekli, bein bimin, bein besmok sherim, and it's clearly then hakoymitz viakteres v'alavoyne shalom bein biyad, bein bekli, bein bimin, besmolos ksherim. So chorot yufta ad Rabbi Yehuda, bread Rabbi Chia, chorot zakash on him. So it says clearly here that the kteres could be brought up with your hand, even with your left hand. So chorot it sounds like Rabbi Yehuda, bread Rabbi Chia. He was the first man yomer that said that the pshat from Shimon was learned it out from the pasuk of kodesh kadoshim kechata sukoshim. That if you want, you could do it with your hands. You do not have to make a kiddush in a kli shoros with the kaimitz, but al kaporim it has to bedav could be with your right hand. And the other brisa says no, it could even be done with your left hand. So chorot akash on Rabbi Yehuda bread Rabbi Chia. So Mora says no. Omelach Rabbi Yehuda bread Rabbi Chia. Let's dodim keton. Remember this brisa means let's dodim each one separately, and it means like this: biyad biyamin. If you want to be able with your hands, put the kmitza in your hands and take it straight onto the mizbeach. And you do not want to put it first into the klisharis and the chanami. It has to be with your right hand, though. Biyad biyamin. The kli, if you want to, though, put the kmitz inside the klisharis to be mekadosh it first. Then, bein biyamin, bein mismil. So, kol pon, it's not a kasha, it's not a tiyufa, nebihut, the bread of Reb Chia. Vakoponim, these are the three shittas we have. What's pshat in Rabbi Shimon? That he says that shaloi bikli shoris, it's kosher. Is the pshat, if you want, you could use your right hand, but if the dafka has to be your right hand. Or else Rabbi Yane says no, since the kmitza was from a kli shoris, that's enough. You do not even have to use your right hand. Rosh Rav Nachman Rabbi Yitzchi is the one that said everybody holds that the kmitza has to go into a kli shoris. You have to make a kiddush into a kli shoris. Machlokes says after you put it into a kli shoris, now when you take it out, could you just burn it the way it is, or do you have to throw it from the kli shoris onto the mizbeach? So it's three ways to learn pshat. Or Rabbi Shimon says shlomo kli shoris is kosher. Now the Gemara said that's what we're holding about the two dots here, round 10 lines up from the bottom. Toshima coming here. It says, come to Shaloi Mikli Shoris. If you made a Kmitza from a Mincha that was not a Mikli Shoris, come to Shaloi Mikli Shoris. Vikitshu Shaloi Mikli Shoris. And then you put it into a Kli that was not a Kli Shoris. Vihelu Vektiru. You brought it up and you burnt it on the Mizbeach. Shaloi Mikli Shoris Possel. If you did all these things, then the Mincha is Possel. You never had a Kiddush. It's Possel. Reb Lezer, Reb Shimon, Machshirin. B'matan kli, they say no, it's kosher. B'matan kli, so mashm, as long as it put into a kli, it's enough, even though it's not a kli shoris, even though it never had a kiddush in a kli shoris. So it's not like, it is not like Rav Nachman said, akol moedim b'koyim et shetoyin kiddush. So Rav says no, according to Rav Nachman, you have to be gerus over here. Eimo mimatan kli v'yelech. That from the matan kli v'yelech, lenach nami, it first had to be put into a kli, it had to first been into a kli shoris. Rashi says, ha'ilocha v'yaktor loy bin kli shoris, but avad l'chetchila, the mincha had to be in a kli shoris, the kmitza had to be from a kli shoris. Toshma coming here, it says, v'chomam v'chom say, koimet toyin kli shoris, that the kmitza has to be put into a kli shoris. Keitza wasn't meant to say, Kemitzah mi kli shoris. You have to make the kemitzah from a kli shoris. It means first the mincha has to be in the kli shoris, and from that you take your kemitzah. Or mekadesh mi kli shoris, and then you have to put the kemitzah into another kli shoris and mekadesh the kemitzah by itself. Or malo makir mi kli shoris, and then you go and carry it up towards the mizbech in the kli shoris, and you throw it from a kli shoris onto the mizbech. That's what Dafta Chachomim. Rabbi Shimon Oimer kiven shekomtzu mi kli shoris. As long as the kmitza was from a kli shoris, malo maktiroi shleim a kli shoris. That it's enough now to take it up and to burn it, even though it's not in the kli shoris anymore. For daya, that's enough. So the chur is a kash on Rav Nachman. That Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchak said before, akol moedim mekayemet shetoyin kiddush. That after you make the kmitza, you have to put it into a kli shoris. You have to be mekadeshit. And here it says clearly, you do not have to be mekadeshit. So Mar says, Eimer rather say like this. Kivid shekomtsoi v'kitshu b'kli shoris. Since you made the kmitza from a kli shoris, and then you also were mekadeshit, you put it into a kli shoris. Malo makpiru v'dayim. It's enough now to bring it up and to burn it. That's enough. Re'nechanami. It also has to be put into a kli shoris. Maybe that's from Shimon Shita. So it's not a kashan of Nachman. Toshma coming here. It says komat b'yeminoi. You made a kmitza with your right hand the way you're supposed to, but then v'nosam b'smoloi. The Kohen put into his left hand. And Rashi says, Beloi Kli, without a Kli, wasn't in a Kli right now. Is Yasli Minoi, he's let it go, bring it back into his right hand. Bismoiloi, when the Kemitza was in his left hand, and now, on the Mabez, and now the